So yesterday we started what we call the E-Break Selection Committee. This is a look back on what was nominated for the E-Break that we remember way more than what won that day. So
basically taking shots at George. Okay.
No, the P1s.
Just the P1s.
George nominates them all. The P1s vote.
George.
These are ones that were nominated but didn't get picked to win, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But we remember them today other than the ones that were actually won. We got through April yesterday.
Why it's so easy to do the impression, because it's
natural to me.
I never feel more alive than when I'm doing Greg.
These are today, the ones we have are bangers. I bring you four E-Break winners, four losers. We start with the losers of that week. The first one, this was back in May. This is May 24th, the E-Break that we remember today. This one's a classic. This happened during Why Today Doesn't Suck. Sweet Spot host Chone Bass. He thought he was adding to the discussion with a music anecdote, but as it turns out, he was incorrect. Yes.
In the year 1983, Every Breath You Take was released by The Police. It's the most played song in radio history.
Oh,
is
what
it
a
really?
Beating that song is.
Yeah, it's kind of a beating.
It's about the Cold War, right?
I mean, I like The Police, but that's not a beating.
It's about a creeper.
Like a stalker. Yeah, it's hashtag
the
me
Cold
too.
The Cold War?
I'm also pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, you're not at all.
No, you're wrong, bro.
Look at the lyrics.
You're thinking of We Didn't Start the Fire.
How would Every Breath You Take be about the Cold War?
You're thinking of the Macarena.
Every Breath You Take
in Kiev? The Macarena. The dance craze that took over the mid-90s.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think of the Cold War, too.
Was it Putting on the Ritz about Nam?
It was a protest song about Nam.
It predicted Nam.
Yeah.
Now, to Sean's credit, even though everybody was saying he was wrong, he was pretty sure he was right.
He insisted.
He insisted that he was correct.
I'm pretty sure I'm right about that.
He was wrong.
Very Craig Rosengarten thinking triest was the way.
Sure.
I think you're wrong.
You threw a drop of me in there during that. Why?
Because they said it was about a creeper person, right?
It might have been a slip of a drop.
No, I don't think so. Very targeted, pointed. Actually.
I think I'm human, as I've demonstrated this week. Wrong drops.
We got a lot of mileage out that on our show, because during the next couple of weeks, every open I would put at the very end, El Chicharron or whatever, just some whatever stupid song.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah, I would put the Sean drop underneath it.
It's about the Cold War, right?
It's great.
So that last lost out to the Hardline. They were having an interview with a guest who was on something called the Pediocast. And with him on the line, Dave got very confused on the introduction of his podcast.
Only on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
All right, it's 5:57. It's the Hardline live from the Charles Schwab Colonial. And we have big, big hockey tonight. And when we have big hockey, we need a big hockey brain. And so very high on my list of big hockey brains is the great Dmitry Filipovich, who hosts the PDO cast and
PDO cast,
the hockey PDO, of course. And Dmitry joins us right now. Hi, Dmitry. How are you?
Fellas, I'm good. Just to clarify, definitely not the pedo cast.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, great intro.
I don't know what Bob's into.
That was on the list of names he decided not to go with. So
it was close. It was a close second.
The URL was taken, so you had to pivot. Yeah, I get it.
And they're on remote that day, but when Dave is in studio, you could see him shaking because he knows he has a line he's about to deliver.
It was so teed up.
Yeah.
Credit to him, though. I don't know that I would nuke a guest I've never
on
talked to like that and be like,
Pedo?
He hosts the Pedo cast?
Your podcast sounds like you're a pedophile. Yeah, well, anyway, welcome.
Like if Troy was on the Pedo cast, there's no way I would ask Troy that.
You know, Troy never would be, is the point. Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's worthy there. I think that's
it's worthy, but we remember the Sean one more. Yeah. I don't think we want to bring up to a guest that they might host a pedo podcast.
I definitely stopped them down.
But yeah, that was from May. This one is from July. This happened on July 19th, the E-Break. The loser We had, this was during summer dry dock, we had some fill-ins come in. One of those fill-ins was producer Dylan Reed, who decided to host a game show for the crew and got a couple details very wrong.
Dylan, you're confusing us.
Okay, well, this next one won't be confusing.
I will be the judge of that, sir.
This next one won't be confusing, and I believe it's Matt's turn right now.
Who knows?
At this point, we're just working together.
Yeah, let's just...
All right. This particular 2009...
2009!
All right, so this is pre-World Series.
All-Star.
Right, right.
We're working together from here.
All right.
Now, right?
He was a shortstop, and here's your hint. He was 6 foot nine. 6 foot nine. One of the tallest Rangers ever in franchise history.
A shortstop.
I know the name itself sounds kind of funny because I'm saying short and then he's tall. Yes.
No, I'm thinking more of a 6'9 shortstop sounds insane. Are we sure on the position on this?
Yeah.
How sure?
I'm not sure.
Because this sounds like...
You're telling me the Rangers had a 6'9 shortstop.
This is what
in
the
Elvis Andrews era.
Right. Are you sure this isn't a pitcher named Chris Young?
This is not a pitcher named Chris Young. Oh, although I will tell you this, and this isn't giving it away.
Don't worry.
That last name.
Yeah.
Is his last name.
Michael Young? Michael Young is
not
6'9.
Okay, he's cocking his head. He's like 6'2.
What is happening?
What in the world?
Good on Travis for calling out the worst clarification of all time. I know you think it's because he's a shortstop.
I'm saying short, he's 6'9.
It's like, no, that's not what we're hung up on at all.
I just don't recall a 6'9 All-Star here ever.
Michael Young, 6'1, officially, according to the Google.
And as McLaren you can tell from the audio, too, this is like the eighth thing that has happened that they've questioned.
That is the best 10 minutes or so of audio you might have had on the ticket all year. Yeah, I mean, like a 10 to 12 minute e-break.
I listened to the whole
thing
again the other day. It
was amazing.
Great.
The very beginning. This won't be confusing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I guess this was all on us, actually.
We had 40-year-old Nelson Cruz leading the Rangers and homers, and it was really weird.
Who hasn't played for us in a decade and a half.
Yeah, it was either those really confusing questions or this first baseman was an all-star in 2015. His name is Royalty. Oh, Prince Fielder. How'd you know?
Wow.
Oh, geniuses.
This Ranger all-star was from Korea.
He threw 7 no-hitters. Michael Young, or Nolan Ryan. Oh.
But they're not all winners. Oh, like, Dylan. They're not all. Every game isn't a winner, guys.
That wasn't a winner of the e-break. This one was. Donnie actually had Michael Young on and disrespected him.
I always thought that they, the starters, should play the back innings.
Right. And right. That's people, a really tough one, yeah. Yeah.
And the reserve should maybe, all-star starter, I get it. But when the game is on the line, like Mike said, you know, the fans, he beat him by 9 million votes, and then he's on the bench while Michael Young is out there when the game's on the line.
Yeah,
I've always thought that they should flip it so when the games are matters in the late innings, that you'll see some of those starters.
That's a really good point, and I feel the same way. No offense taken, by the way, that you didn't want me playing later in the game.
Well,
cool.
You meant the only reason I said that is because you.
I voted
it,
for
sir.
You to start.
That's right.
I voted for you to start.
Can't believe Donovan disrespected my childhood Rangers hero like that. That was so blatant.
I mean, why
he
would you want to...
6 foot? Nah.
Yeah,
no,
disrespect.
He wasn't.
Luckily, he's a gentle giant. Yeah. And he was never going to come down hard on Donovan.
That
but
he didn't lift Donovan up through the phone and rip him in half. Like the giant he is. One young.
For the sake of time, I'm going to go to our last one. This is the most... 1-1 young.
1-1.
He's not the giant from Game of Thrones.
We've got a Ramsay Bolton arrow right through the
man.
Tough scene.
So, for the sake of time, I'm going to hop to November. This is the last one we have on our list. This one actually happened during Work in Progress. This lost when we all thought it should win. This was, for whatever reason, and we don't know why. We honestly don't know why. E.A. Azad will stick around for hours after his show ends on Sundays.
Elf show that he works on.
Which he produces.
Yeah.
But if we're doing an extra hour, it might be the 12 o'clock hour. He might chime in at the worst time.
Without being introduced.
Without being introduced.
Any
no context.
Listener
just hops in.
Having any idea he's there.
Well, he hopped into something very touch and go.
I was like, I know what it's going to say. It's going to say, you know, you got this, slugger.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be.
We're there for you.
If you don't, you know, whatever, all kids go to heaven.
Boy, that's a bleak message to send to some kid with cancer.
Holy hell.
That'll be okay. Worst case scenario.
When the cancer finishes ravaging your body, the corpse that remains here on Earth will probably get eaten by worms, but your soul will go to heaven.
Allegedly.
But you don't even read that because you're looking for money.
I was just waiting for the check to fall out so that I could buy Halo.
Not all kids go to heaven. You know those killer ones?
Like who?
I watch those documentaries.
Which documentaries?
Which ones?
Killer ones.
What? Again, which ones?
The ones, you know, on the documentary stuff and all that. The killer ones.
You're listening to our friend Justin Montemayor talk about his cancer diagnosis, but we've also got EA here.
I'm more upset now than I was when he told me I had stage 4 cancer.
He woke up from his nap to say that.
I mean,
again,
we're handling it as best we can. We have to use humor to block out the negative feelings. You know, it's the way that we cope with a tough situation.
He had not said anything for 3.5 hours and then chimed in with that.
Not all kids go to heaven.
Killer ones.
Killer things right now. I need to hear them.
Yeah, that was another one we didn't get time to go to.
You know, the documentaries.
Which ones? I don't know.
Killer ones.
Ones I watch.
Which I guess there is one called Killer Ones.
Am I awake right now?
Killer here.
But yeah, that lost out to Davey, who had a little bit of a wordplay mix-up during a live spot.
Not to mention sides like sausage stuffing, butter whipped potatoes, macaroni and cheese, mustard, parmesan, cauliflower, the new fig and Marcona Marcona almond baked brie, and desserts. Don't forget desserts. They have all of the pies, of course, but then the new pumpkin cheesecake with gingerbread crust. It's amazing. Please check out Eatsy's for your Thanksgiving celebration. Make it a part of your tradition starting this year.
I mean,
but if you have someone transitioning at the table, this will make everything go smoother.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite the stop down that EA announcing to the Metroplex that their kids
are going to hell because we brought up Monty has cancer again.
Yeah, Davey just kept kind of stumbling.
Yeah, which if
never
we
really fell, but
if we highlighted every time one of us stumbled over a word on the air, we would never get through this exact segment.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah,
but yeah, out of those, do you think any should advance? the Dylan Michael Young one 6'9".
That is a classic one,
and the Sean Cold War.
I do think Sean's had better staying power, but the Hardline one was pretty good.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Mm. All right.
What are we doing?
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
That's all we have time for.